British pop rockers The Vamps are on an autumn tour which sold out in just 1 hour. But the good news for fans without tickets, they've just announced their first arena headline tour, including Sheffield Motorpoint Arena, on April the 24th next year. My name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it, my special phone guest today is Tristan Evans, The Vamps drummer and vocalist. So, Tristan, your first arena headline tour, how's that going to differ, and how excited are you about it?
Very excited. It's going to be fun. It's something we've always dreamed of doing, and actually releasing it is quite weird and surreal. And yeah, it's very strange for us, but looking forward to it.
It's going to sell out. So what kind of advice can you give to fans who are just desperate to see you?
I mean, like, on the tickets, like, we made sure that they're very that accessible for the younger audience. Like, so we're selling 30% of the whole tour, £10. So it'll be online. You can buy it, I guess you can buy it at the venues as well. So, I mean, yeah, get your ticket.
Do you know what? I think that's a credit to the band as well. £10 tickets for the arena. I can't ever remember that before. Is that a first?
Yeah, it is. It was like, our idea. Like, people were like, oh, let's sell them for, like, quid. And I was like, no, well, you know, people at the age of 9 want to come see us, and it shouldn't have to be, you know, super expensive and super effort to see your favourite band. So we were like, oh, let's just make it cheaper and, you know, sacrifice, you know, higher prices for, you know, the proper fans that want to come.
And what great value for money. I mean, supporting you on the arena tour, I think you've got Union J. What's your relationship like with them? Lots of banter?
Yeah, Union J, they're awesome guys. Like, we're good friends with them. I can't wait for them to come on our tour, and it's going to be really exciting. We've known them for a couple of years now, so yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And just looking at the arena tour, I mean, obviously a bigger venue. Are you gearing up for that? Is the show going to be a lot different than what people are going to see in the autumn? What will they get at the arena?
Yeah, it will be much different from the theatre tour. Yes, it's going to be, like, you know, hopefully bigger and better. And, like, hopefully it'll be cool to have lasers or just something, you know, we'll have screens, and the show will be completely different. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
In terms of the content, obviously you've got this fantastic album, Meet the Vamps, which I think debuted at number 2. It's been in the charts for months. You've had all the top 10 hits out of it. I guess that, you know, obviously the autumn tour is going to be feature that quite heavily. But we're still going to get that at the arena tour next year as well, aren't we?
Yeah, of course, definitely. I mean, yeah, just what we're going to do on the theatre tour, but then we'll take the theatre tour and we'll just try to make it better. You got a bigger stage, you got a bigger production, bigger crew, so it's just going to be, yeah, bigger and better, hopefully.
Right, just looking at the successes that you've had this year, I mean, obviously some of the top 10 hits, I can list them off, like Can We Dance, Wild Art, Last Night, Somebody To You, which did enormously well in the States as well. Again, you know, you seem to be breaking all territories. Is it a bit of a surprise to you, or did you expect this kind of level of success so quickly?
Yeah, it's very strange. It's like, four just normal rehearsing in the garage, and it's like, I don't know, it's just crazy how all of this has come true, and it's weird. It's just, and we owe it all to the people who support us.
You must feel some pressure because, I mean, you've had such a success with your first album, and I guess you're working on new material. Can you tell us about that? And how anxious are you to be able to replicate and even do better than what you've done this time?
Yeah, I mean, like, we, as a four-piece, we don't really feel pressure that much. We just, like, kind of, we don't overthink it. We just say, release music, and if they like it. If they don't, you know, it's just, we're not about, like, oh, how much, you know, chart position we can get and how much money we can get. We're not about that. We're just about just having a good time and staying best friends. But we're already working on a second album a little bit. We've been writing and producing for that, and then we're doing it properly in the next couple of months. So we're excited for the second album, definitely.
Have you got a working title yet, or can you give us a timeline when it's going to be out?
Oh, God. We have no idea, but in the next, God, 2015, 2016, kind of late 2015, early 2016, I would guess. We'll see how well it goes.
Now, I'm kind of not too sure what, you know, tracks are going to be on that album, but obviously one track that you've been featuring quite heavily on, that's Oh Cecilia. Can you just tell me the story behind doing it?
Yeah, Oh Cecilia. Celia, we recorded that in New York. We were kind of messing about with like a Simon and Garfunkel like sample, and then we came up with Oh Cecilia, and yeah, we've been playing it for ages, and it's been kind of like we've always wanted it to be a single, but we just never know when to release it. So it's great that we're going to get it out.
We've spoke about this in the past. You've almost come out of nowhere. Suddenly, like 2012, you burst on the scene. You've now had your headline tour, which you're just embarking on now, sold out in an hour, and then you've got this big arena tour. Do you have to keep pinching yourselves?
Yeah, it's still nothing's sunk in for me yet. I mean, it's just we're always super busy here, there, and you know we're in a different location each day, so it's like you can't really have time to pinch yourself. But eventually, you know, we do appreciate everything that the fans give us, and we're in such a lucky position, and we're so grateful for that. Sheffield is always like really exciting. Like they're always like up for it. Like really, just loud. Yeah, it's real. It's always fun to come back to Sheffield. Wait to come back, and we like to do as much things as we can, as many areas as we can visit. So we're just keeping busy for you guys.
Now, I've just got to mention to you about social media. I mean, it's just massive, isn't it? And I think you actually were found on Facebook and became part of the band. How important is Twitter, Facebook and social media to actually interact with your fans?
It's extremely important these days. I think it's just such a powerful tool that you just can't ignore. I think it's the new generation, the way it works. Like, so many people rely on their phones. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but it is the truth. Like, you know, the way forward, I think, because it's how we got discovered. It's how Justin Bieber got discovered. It's how Austin Mahone got discovered. It's an extremely powerful platform that everyone uses.
Well, I've got to ask you a question here. Just before we made the call, I put on Twitter that I was going to be speaking to you and asked if any fans had got questions. I said they've got to be quick because I give them 5 minutes notice. My Twitter line just lit up. I've got a guy here called Jonathan J. Blake at jblake6591. He says, what's it like working with other artists and who's your next collaboration going to be with?
Thank you for your question, Jake. I mean, it's awesome working with other collaborations. With us, we never want the label to come to us and say, all right, you got to collab with this guy or girl. We always like do it naturally, like with Demi. She was in the same like kind of studio area at the same time. We went on a tour with Shawn Mendes, who's on our Cecilia single. I mean, it's really fun, but it just happens naturally, and we just become friends, and then we kind of go in the studio and record. So yeah, it's been fun.
And do you know what, Tristan, to the millions of fans that you've got out there who are watching your YouTube channel, I mean, they're just numbers, they're just crackers, aren't they? But to the millions of fans out there who have not been able to get a question, obviously, what would you like to say directly to your fans?
We owe everything to you guys. We'll always keep loyal to you guys and tell you everything. And we can't wait to come and share some more music with you and play to you and just come and meet you guys. We love y'all.
Well, just to remind everybody, the Vamps are going to be back at Sheffield Motorpoint Arena on April the 24th, 2015. Can't wait to see you and meet up with you again, Tristan. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.